Ave Maria, and welcome to this episode of Booklog. Today we're going to take a look at a new book by the Academy of the Immaculate, Roman Conferences of St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe. This is being published in English for the very first time, and its translator is Father Peter Damian Fellner. The book itself is a collection of six conferences given by St. Maximilian to the friars in the 1930s. St. Maximilian was a gifted theologian, but he had a way of explaining difficult theological concepts in an easy manner so they could be readily understood by the ordinary man in the street. As the translator says himself, these conferences show the simplicity, spontaneity, logical clarity of his presentation, and not only of general Marian pieties, but of the profoundest mysteries of faith and the most difficult speculation of the Franciscan Scotistic school. And they allow a glimpse of a very profound theologian, one eminently contemplative like St. Francis. So let's have a look at some excerpts from the conferences. In the second conference, St. Maximilian asks, "Who is Mary?" And he writes, "Mary is the glorious woman, the star of light and salvation, promised by God to our first parents after their sin. Of Mary God was speaking when to put down his pride, God said to the serpent, 'There will come a woman who will crush your head, and in vain will you try to attack her heel.' And Mary has come, and since her immaculate conception has always been victorious over the devil. With her virginal foot she crushes the head of hell's monster, remaining ever the immaculate, all beautiful and all holy. We are able to comprehend neither who God is nor who is Mary, Mother of God. But this title can give us an idea of the sublime dignity of Our Lady. She is our only mediatrix with her Son Jesus, who is our only mediator with the Eternal Father. Her prayer is so pleasing that she always obtains what she asks for. Hence, Mary is rightly called the dispensatrix of God's graces." In the third conference, St. Maximilian asks the question, "Do we know the Immaculate?" And he writes, "Can we ever grasp the meaning of Mother of God? The most humble of all creatures called to this exceptional dignity, to be related to the Most Holy Trinity. God became man, entered the history of men, and chose a mother from whom he took a human nature by the working of the Holy Spirit. Jesus came to save men, and we see in how complete and wonderful a manner he sanctifies his mother. Of some saints, it is said that they received infused love. We think of the Immaculate as clothed by infused love, elevated to the love between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, inserted within the Most Holy Trinity. The praise and adoration of the Immaculate glorifies God more than that of all the angels and saints. Where shall we place the Immaculate?" At this point, St. Maximilian went to the blackboard and drew a horizontal line, writing at the two ends, Father and Holy Spirit. Then, making a small triangle, he wrote, "Mary Most Holy." And he said, "Our Lady receives the Son from the Heavenly Father and conceives by the working of the Holy Spirit." From the point where he had written Mary Most Holy, he drew a vertical line and wrote Son. Then with two lines, he closed the large triangle, saying, "We see how Our Lady is inserted into the Most Holy Trinity." In the fourth conference, St. Maximilian writes about holiness and how to achieve it. Now, we know from the Second Vatican Council that we're all called to holiness. It's not just for priests and religious. St. Maximilian writes that, "All things considered, being a saint is not something terribly difficult. It is enough to solve a very simple and easy equation." Then he writes, "Large V plus small v equals S, in which the large V being the first letter of the Latin word voluntas, meaning will, represents the will of God, and a small v, our will. If we unite our will to the will of God, losing ourselves in it as a droplet of water loses itself in the ocean, sanctity, that's S being the first letter of the Latin word sanctitas, meaning sanctity or holiness, is achieved. The bond which unites them is love. And love is charity, is life, is holiness. This book here is 50 pages long, but it's a gem, and it's for everybody. It's not just for priests and religious, and it'll help you know Our Lady more. And the more we know Our Lady, the more we love Our Lady. So let's end with a little prayer that's included in one of the conferences that St. Maximilian gave the friars. May Our Lady present us before Jesus as her beloved children, and may she so prepare us that we make a pleasing impression on him. Hence, may she arrange not only our clothing, but may she adorn our souls with virtue. May she make us sharers of her merits and help us truly to love her divine Son, who will receive us kindly to please his mother,